Even then.
At what age do you think?
All ages. I mean, if you're taking a shower with your girl, that's one thing.
Well, that's what I'm talking, like that kind of stuff.
But, no, what I'm talking about is walking around in the room.
No, but...
I mean, yeah, if you bathe the child and you're in the shower with the child, that's normal. I mean, with a gender, you want at some point in a very early stage separate. Like a two-year-old, a three-year-old girl does not need to be with her father in the shower. So, no. And also the other way around. Boy, 3-4, shouldn't be with the mom. She shouldn't see what's going on. It's not good. But I was mainly talking about that, you know, how the father and the mother are tznius in the home. Because the child sees that. That also develops chutzpah. Because when a child sees, you know, a person that is very modest in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that also imprints in the child this self-respect. But if you really want to look at it in a very, I don't know if to say extreme way, but chutzpahdik come from lack of respect. I mean, if I respect somebody, I'll never be chutzpah to him. If I really respect somebody. Now, if somebody doesn't respect another person, he will be chutzpahdik. So if I'm not 100% respecting the master of the universe, it will be translated in the eyes of a child that I'm not respectful, so why should I be if you're not? So it starts in tznius. Because the child sees, because you know, you constantly feed your children tznius and tznius and cover your legs, cover this, cover that, don't talk like this, don't like that. So the child, you know, first of all, again, this starts when the child is a baby. If it's pushed down the throat, then that's not the right way. It's to be done in a very positive and enlightening way. This is already before the act. But the point is that the tznius is not only for women. Men also have to be tzanua. And the ultimate tznius comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself from us. He's not showing himself to us. That's tznius. Okay, there's a reason. Okay, one might say, okay, if we would see Hashem, we would be melted on the spot just from the holiness. But the concept is the Kadosh Baruch Hu covers himself from us. Why? So we can have respect to him. If we would see him, we're not going to respect him as much. It's like a king. When do you respect the king? Once a month, he goes out. Woo, the king. If the king is going to sit in the bar with everybody, who will respect him? So same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I'm the king. You know, there's closeness, but there's also the time that I'm the king, you're not. So Kadosh Baruch Hu covers himself. So we cover ourselves too. I cover myself not only in the street, but in front of my kids. So it will be physically covering me, but it's everything. So, you know, you can go into so many different details. First of all, for sure with the genders, that's very not healthy. Mm-hmm. But even things, you know, the child should not see the parents in the same bed, or certain limits, like it's very healthy for the child to see the parent giving a kiss or a hug or some type of affection. But to till a certain level that the child says, okay, it's a normal thing, you know, it's nice to see my father giving my mother a kiss. Right? To see that there is some type of an affection and respect here. A child should not see a very cold relationship between the two mother and father. It's not good. But there's a certain limit. Some people, they go beyond basic things. So the child has to see, you know, a lot of the things that has to do with tzniut. Obviously, you have to also use your own common sense. What's the line that is normal and healthy, and what's the line that is already, that's already not so normal. So, it also depends on the age, too.
I feel like my daughter will ask a lot of questions when, if she's changing or I'm changing her, which is good because it allows her to open up and those things aren't, she's not going to go find out from a friend, or so that's why that's more, it's nothing to do with
But it has to be done in the right, Todarabah. It has to be done the right way, the right answers, depends on their age. I mean, the answer you give a 7-year-old is not an answer you give an 11-year-old. And even when you give the answer to the 11-year-old, how are you giving the answer to? Also, it's extremely important that that's openness. Mm-hmm. You want to answer. Because you want to make sure that she comes to you for answers and not go seek it somewhere else and get the wrong answer. So this is extremely healthy. But everything has to be done in a very moderated way, you have to use your common sense. not to make things. I mean, the thing is that anything that has to do in the department of marital relations has to be presented in a very sacred way. It has to be like, wow. There's a build-up. Wow. So if it's delivered a certain way, there is a certain build-up throughout the time. You want to do that build-up. And you want to present it. It's extremely, extremely sacred and extremely holy and extremely special. And it's all about the build-up. And we now made Aliyah, Baruch Hashem, almost a year ago, 9 months ago. The build-up for the Aliyah was 2 years. 2 years of preparation. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. The kids got so hyped up about coming that the excitement is like every little thing was like, wow, wow, because the build-up. So even that with a child, I mean, 7-year-old doesn't need to know about what's going on. So the answer has to be done, delivered in the capacity she can handle. But you want to build it in a way that you are the Google, that you are the answer. You are the answer, the information provider. So it has to be done in the right proportion. I mean, you have to also kind of figure out what the child can handle. A 3-year-old cannot handle certain things. A 7-year-old depends on their maturity. Some 7-year-olds are much more mature than an 11-year-old. It all has to be done in the right proportion and very cautious, because a child, you know, can chas v'shalom interpret something the completely the other way. So everything has to be done with a lot of thought before you actually do. How would it affect the child? Maybe the child will see something negative in it, something positive in it. Everything has to, I mean, you don't have to be OCD on every word that comes out of your mouth. But you have to, no, because some people are like, they call me. I said this, should I said that? Like, relax. You don't have to be OCD about every thought that comes out. It has to be natural. But it has to be done in a calculated way. And the thing is that the question that I ask myself all the time before I do things is, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu would expect from me right now? Does Kadosh Baruch Hu expect from me to do this? Does he expect from me to do that? How? If I would now had a private meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what would he tell me to do? So I kind of try to build up a method based on, does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want me to be right now like this? Or would he want me to be like that? What is the Da'at Torah? The opinion of the Torah. So, you know, a lot of people don't have the accessibility to every 2 minutes to call a rabbi. What does the Torah say? So, A, you want to learn what the Torah says, because that's the chokhmah. You know, people in our generation are trying to invent new theories. For 4,000 years, there was a certain pattern how we did something. Don't change it. It worked for thousands of years. More than that, the Torah is our manual. If the Torah tells you A, B, and C, it means that the Torah says that is the way. Don't try to invent the wheel. So you always want to lean on the doubt of the Torah, the opinion of the Torah. And that you develop it into your dynamics. How would my child react in that situation? Would it overwhelm the child? Would it excite the child? Would it hurt the child? Would it create now another 10 questions? Can I handle these 10 questions? Maybe I can't handle these 10 questions. Maybe I don't have an answer. But I'm going to lie to the child now. So, you know, every step will develop another 2 steps. So you have to prepare yourself. And some children, you know, they need a certain dose. Some children need a lot of... They're very curious. Why is this? Why is that? Why is this? So you want to build a very healthy relationship with a child, that they get their information, and of course, in the level what they can handle. But the level of modesty with the children is very, very important. Even in the home. I mean, in your home, you're much less modest than what you'll be outside. Outside, people are looking at me, it's not so appropriate. You want to be as modest in the home what you are outside. But modesty is not only if you cover it all day long. It's how you talk, how you sit. Even on your phone, you're at home, you're on the phone talking, your child, they listen. You might think they're not listening, but they're hearing how you talk, if you gossip with your friends, or how much Lashon Hara is said, how much cursing is said, how much nonsense is said. Sneeze is also how you talk, it's not how long your dress is. That's also important. But sneut is in so many different ways. And ultimately, the tzniut is in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when the child sees that you are tznua with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what they register. Because they see, oh, wait a minute. Mommy is tznius in front of an invisible thing. Must be something there. And they mimic it. So, of course, there's certain lines that you do not want to cross. And you have to use your imagination and your common sense. Also the dynamics of the family. Some family, they're only boys. Mm-hmm. They don't have an issue with girls in the home. Some homes, it's just girls. Mm-hmm. Some homes, is mix. So that's a very big thing. Mm-hmm. A home that there's only boys, the dynamic is completely, completely different. The mom has to hold herself in a completely different way because it's just boys in the house.
What way?
No, I'm just saying different. Much, much easier. Because their eyes are pointing at dad. They're looking at you. But for your three-year-old, he doesn't care how your dress is. They look to you. You have to paint in their imagination their wife. That's your job. That's a whole different thing. Your sons down the line would look in their wife for you. So you have to paint and build the example of what they should look for. Now, if you're holding yourself in a very holy way, and tznius, and no lashon hara, and respect to your husband, and respect to Torah and mitzvahs, and all these things, that's what they're going to look for. So they're going to look for a wife that is tznius, and holy, and modest, and all these things, that's what's going to draw them. They'll see a woman that is not so tznius, no. So you have a different role model here. And imagine that all your children are girls. They're not going to look in you the image of a wife. Rather, they're a totally different thing, how you are as a mother. So the thing is that in our generation, unfortunately, there's something very distorted, that there are families that they call it chad-hori, same-sex parent. I mean, it's distorted, not because necessarily the Torah prohibits that, because it's not natural. Because the husband and the wife is a certain dynamic. If you have two of one, the child looks at something, the child will grow completely, completely messed up. And I'm not judging those people that's what they want to lead their life. That's a whole different issue. But the child, there's a dynamic. When Hashem created the world with a husband and a wife, a male and a female, there's a certain motion. And when the child doesn't see this normal motion, the child will grow up completely messed up. So the father has a role, a tafkid, and the mother has one. And it has to be joined in harmony. When the child sees this normal balance, the child grows normal. So your sons, they get from you one thing and they get from the husband a totally different thing. But in a house that there's only females, then the job of the father is completely different. A family that there's only males, then the job of the mother is completely different. And then it also depends. Sometimes families, the boys are the older ones and the girls are the younger ones. Like in my family in Mishmash, girl, boy, girl, girl, it's a balagan. It's totally different. Completely different. When my mom comes to my home, all my siblings all have boys. I'm the only one who produces girls. So my mom goes to any one of my sisters, the only boys there. Then she comes to my home, she's like, it's a totally different thing. Girls. Totally different energy. Totally different everything. Forget about the toys right now, and the dresses and the bows and all that. It's a totally different thing. So even in the home, It's the way one conducts himself, like a mother for only girls, how she holds herself is totally different than a mother that only has boys. So this is a totally different issue because each one has their own family, how they need to lead their life. But the point is that the role model of the mother when she's with the girls is one thing, when she's the boys is a different thing, when the boys and girls together is one thing. I mean, ultimately we are billboards. We are walking billboards in my home. So I hold myself 10 times more strict in front of my kids. When my kids are not home, I can, be myself now. Because I don't need them picking up all sorts of nonsense that I'm carrying. I have to put on a show, to some extent. So the way I hold myself, tznius is one of the ultimate midot one needs to refine. And tznius is only also for men, not only women. And tznius is not only my clothes, it's every little thing. It's my thoughts, it's my speech, it's my how I move. It's every little thing is tznius. So the importance to it is very, 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 very important. The thing is that the child, some children, if there's too much openness in let's say the mother and the girl, chas v'shalom, it might be a wrong effect that, oh, it's fine for me to be next to my mom, so it's fine for me to be naked next to other people. So you have to know where the gvul is, where the boundary. And you can only know it because you know the child. One child will understand that it's only normal to take a shower with mommy, because it's mommy and it's me and we're together and we have a special relationship. And another girl will be like, oh, if I can be naked next to my mom, I can be naked next to anybody. So it's also a very important role for the father, that if the girl, when she's very, very young, is running around the house with her tuchus out, the father also, how he behaves with the girl, then it makes a huge difference. Like, I have a three-year-old girl. You know, three-year-old girls, they take their diapers off, and they sometimes they walk around with their tuchus sticking out. I teach her from now, no, you can't come to me when your tuchus is out. Sorry, I'm saying tuchus, but to teach her that she can come and sit on me, which is not tznius. So she should understand that it's not a normal thing. Forget about it, it's not a normal thing to have parts of your body stakacha like that, sticking out. But she has to have also sticking in her mind that I can't be too exposed next to my father. So much more so another man. So it's already being imprinted in the brain right now. Even though she's a three-year-old, doesn't matter. Three-year-olds, they understand it. She understands that she has to be tznius when she comes to hug me and kiss me. She wants to sleep with me in my bed. Fine, you sleep with me in your bed. I'll cuddle you, I'll kiss you, we'll play, we'll laugh. But I already draw a certain line when she's so young. She's curious. Maybe now and there she'll maybe try to get a peek. And I know, and again, each girl is totally, totally different. With this specific one, I know how strict I have to be with a gender separation, how my wife has to be strict with her with certain things, because each child is completely different. I mean, tznius is a midah. And each midah is empowered in a different person separately.
My 7-year-old grandson is still being showered by his mother.
That's not good.
It's not right.
No, it's not good.
Showered by, not showered with.
But she showers him, not together, but she's still giving him a shower.
That's no, that's fine.
Seven.
I thought you were saying that they're together in the shower.
Until they can do it themselves.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, again, first of all, again, depends on the individual. Some 7-year-olds are very—they're shy next to their mom, which is actually a good thing. But no, if she's dressed and she's just showering, that's fine. 7-year-old is—I mean, in a year or two, he can shower himself. 7-year-old is almost in an age that he can shower himself. I mean, just for the education, she would want him to take a shower by himself. A 7-year-old is more than capable.
Your brother could do it.
No, a 7-year-old is more than capable to wash his head. So no, that is not a problem. I mean, just for the sake of education, she would want to do that. I mean, a 7-year-old, my 5-year-old, I'm now already teaching him. He goes with us every Friday. I take all my boys to the mikveh. My 5-year-old, tell him, you're a big boy, you do it yourself. I need to wash your hair? You're a big girl. Lefech, I'm just empowering him, responsibility. Yeah, I'm a big boy, I don't need somebody to wash my head.
I'll help him, he listens
to me. So kids like to feel very independent and very that, oh wow, I didn't know I'm so good, I can do it myself. So, you know, in every little act of the day, there's something you can derive out of it, an educational system. But unfortunately, there's no black and white in chinuch. Some kids, a single child is a total different way to treat than a child that has many siblings. And it's totally different when it's only boys, and half boys, half girls. So there's no black and white in chinuch. One cannot write a book, do A, B, and C, because it's every family is a total different dynamic. And the more the relationship is healthy between the father and mother, then the chinuch is much easier. The more the family dynamics in the house is you know, unity and achdut and love and respect, then the chinuch is totally different. Mamash, there's no black and white. If I would have to write a book about chinuch, it's only going to be general ideas. Because to really apply it, it depends on so many factors. Then literally, especially in the religious community, I mean, the chinuch about being a parent, it's totally neglected. Totally neglected. They don't have this in the system, and it's very, very bad. And unfortunately, if you come out now with any book that has a little bit of unsneers things in it to try to educate, everybody will go against it. But the reality, like you said, in most religious circles, they don't educate the husband, the groom and the bride what to do. They don't know nothing. And if they come from a very firm family, they don't even know what to do. They don't know what to do. And they're kind of like basing their behavior according to what maybe they hear and they're picked up from their parents. And the result is a disaster, because then they go and look for ages somewhere else. They go look for advice somewhere else, and then they get the wrong advice. And they're trying to figure things out, and it's one big mess. It really depends on the child. But, I mean, really, there's not really an answer to that. I don't think it's necessarily a good thing, because exactly what I said, that the boy will look for a wife, how his mother is. So he might, you know, see it in a way, his subconscious, that, oh, my mom at home was not so tznius, maybe that's a normal thing, and he will be attracted dafka to a woman that is not so tznius. So it's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, the child, it's not that he's not going to go for look for something else if he saw his mother with her shoulders showing. If a child is going to be curious to see what something looks like, he'll go and find how it looks. He's not going to see anything attractive in his mom. One out of a million maybe will, you know, translate it to that respect. But, I mean, a man is not going to find his wife disgusting or not disgusting because his mom behaved a certain way. A man will find something negative in his wife, A, if something's wrong with him, so he will be able to track it in his wife, and it will appear. Then, I mean, this is not an answer, but it's something wrong with him. But he's not going to find good or bad in his wife because something that he saw in his home left, I think would be more damage to do something like that. I mean, young boys, that they will see you respecting yourself, respecting your body, respecting the home, sneers, modest, you don't schmooze with men, you don't talk to anything, then Leifel, they'll be like, oh, that's a holy woman. Now, even if, you know, the lady said before, her son is 18 years old, is of the derech, whatever. If a child sees his mom a certain way, he can be super duper off the derech. He'll still look for a woman that looks like that. He's not going to be attracted. I'll give you an example on myself. My mom, I mean, I didn't grow up religious. My mom never went like with short sleeve shirts or high heels or all these things. My sisters are just like that. When I was not religious, I didn't like girls that were not sneers at all. And if I had a girlfriend, when I was not religious, if I had a girlfriend and she would go not in a modest way, I was like, no, I don't want you to be like that. I didn't like that. And this is in a total secular department. Why? Because in my subconscious, a normal woman is dressed a certain way. She's behaving a certain way. So I didn't get attracted to the not modest girls. So how you hold yourself a certain way, the child can later on in his life, chas v'shalom, really go off the derech, he'll still have a image.
And if there's other women role models, like aunties who aren't religious or aunties?
Usually a child gets from the home. Because, you know, unless the aunt lives in the home,
right,
or there's a very abusive home and the aunt constantly takes the child, that's a totally different thing. But I'm talking about a normal, healthy environment. The dominating figures are the parents. There are in many environments, that something's going on in the house, then a grandparent raises the child, or a certain individual jumps in to save the day, and that individual suddenly becomes the role model. Then that individual has a very big responsibility. But, you know, my sisters, they're not religious. They come to my home. There's no dress code. I don't tell them, you have to walk into my home. I mean, they respect me. They know first of all, to start with, they're modest. But because there's a lot of respect from me coming to them, there's a lot of respect from them coming to me. So they know how to behave a certain way. They're not going to do certain things next to my kids or in my home. But that's just because the respect is mutual. But, you know, we have a lot of guests that are not religious. They come to my home. They're not... I'm less concerned about that because the role model is my wife, not my guests. And I'm making sure the foundation is strong. I mean, there's women in the streets that are not modest. Doesn't matter if it's in my house or not in the street. The point is that you build a strong foundation. Doesn't matter what's going on in the street. It's not going to affect the child. If you're doing it the right way, the world is not going to affect the child. That's why you see the Chabad rabbis who are going to the end of the world. The kids don't get affected. I have many, many friends. There are Chabad shluchim everywhere in the different places, colleges. The kids don't get affected because they're focused. It doesn't affect them what's going on. But that's very, very solid foundation. Yes, I know your hand was already tired.